The all-new Hot 107.9, Philly's hottest station for hip-hop and R&B.
Welcome back to On Your Mind with Mia Mendez. This morning I have Terrell Davis, who is the Director of Early Childhood Development for Settlement Music School this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good today.
Awesome, awesome. We have some great things to talk about. I know that through the Settlement Music School, you have something called Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
Right? So I was interested in just knowing basically a breakdown of the mission of Kaleidoscope. How did it come about for Settlement Music School?
Yes. Okay. So Kaleidoscope began in 1990.
Awesome.
The original location is in South Philadelphia, located on Queen Street. And back then, you know, folks weren't really using the music school. They were more or less concerned about food on the table, you know, what they were going to do for childcare.
Okay.
So out of that came Kaleidoscope.
Okay.
Settlement Music School utilizes the neighborhood and the intermediate community for children to enter into the program, because Kaleidoscope is doing so much for children, especially inner city children and children coming from low income families.
Okay. Now, you said originally in South Philadelphia, and you have another branch now.
Yes, we do. There's actually 6 branches of Settlement Music School.
Really?
Yes.
Located
in New Jersey, Camden. But Kaleidoscope is only housed in 2 of the branches.
Oh, okay.
The one in South Philadelphia and the one in Germantown.
Okay. How does someone get involved, or get their children involved, I guess?
Yes. The whole idea behind Kaleidoscope is basically to provide children with a variety of ways to learn.
Okay.
So we enrich the program with the arts.
Yeah.
So the children get to experience a music class, visual art, and creative movement. And within that, there's so many different ways that children learn various concepts. So we have different goals that we set each month for the children.
Okay.
And the homeroom teachers, who are actually degreed in early childhood education, you know, introduce these goals to the children. And then as they move throughout the day, they transition to separate studios for music and visual art and creative movement. And those teachers are also speaking on the same concept or goal for that month. So the children were just building and building all month long on the same concept.
Right.
Giving children a variety of ways to kind of, you know, learn that concept, their best style of learning.
Okay.
So if they don't get it, it's circle time. You know, when the teacher's introducing the concept originally, they may get it more in creative movement when they're focusing more on, you know, bodily and kinesthetics.
You
know, they get that concept there. Concepts being things like patterns, social awareness, spatial awareness, real and pretend. So those are just a few, but we focus on 10 different concepts throughout the course of the year.
That's interesting. So it would basically, even for a parent or teachers to understand the best way that this particular child learns.
Yes.
In growing into, you know, upper ears and ages and different grades.
And we assess them as well. We do 3 different types of assessments throughout the year as well.
Okay.
So we know where they are. We know their needs. And our children are going into kindergarten 3 times better prepared in vocabulary, self-regulation, retention.
Awesome.
And you know, superseding their peers who did not have arts, you know, education are not coming from low income families.
Yeah.
So they're even superseding those children.
That's always fun to me when I see a 4 or 5 year old that speaks and they're so assertive.
Yes.
You know, and I'm just like, wow, look at this little kid. So I can see how that could happen. That's awesome. So Kaleidoscope is something obviously that happens throughout the school year. So from September to June, right?
Yes. We follow the school district calendar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We receive funding from the School District of Philadelphia.
Okay.
And we also receive some private pay families as well.
Okay. Awesome. So what is the time frame? Is it just a regular school day?
Yes, it's from September to June, and we start at 8:45.
Okay.
And we end at about 2:30.
2:30. Okay. Is there...
I mean 8:30 to 2:45.
Okay, 8:30 in the morning to 2:45. Okay. And is there maybe like an early school program or after school program for that you offer as well?
It's interesting that you say that, because just this past spring, we proposed for some money to for a grant to provide after school programming. So we will be providing after school in September.
Oh, yay!
it's a need, and you know, parents are really, we're really asking for that, and I know you need it, so we're going to provide that. And a 0 to 3 program. Really like a music circle for families to come and bring their infants or toddlers, really toddlers, to get music instruction and, you know, teach their mothers on how to, you know, interact with them with music and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I think that would make a big difference, because you could hear about a school and an organization that is great, but if you're someone who works, it's like, okay, but then I can't get there at 2:45 to get my child. Now what, you know?
I mean, we've had that issue. Parents seem to utilize each other and family.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, like grandma.
But the after school will be refreshing. Yes.
What's the website that people could go to just for information?
Yeah, www.smsmusic.org.
Okay.
And they can get all the information on even, you know, music lessons for your children, information about Kaleidoscope. Yes, Settlement provides instruction in various instruments and in voice as well.
Awesome. You have the piano?
Yes. I do not. My daughter has a keyboard.
Okay. That's always been my favorite. One of these days, I always say this, I'm going to learn the piano. And at some point in life, I have to start.
Come to Settlement.
Yeah, I just have to just start. It's so crazy. So can we talk about the teachers? I was reading some great things about your teachers.
Yes.
Something about earned 4 stars in the Pennsylvania Keystone Stars program, and like 4 is the highest you can get.
Yes.
So,
Yeah, we have a few accreditations. We are at a 4-star level, actually 4A, the A being accredited through NACE. And NACE is the National Association for the Education of Young Children. It's a national accreditation, and only about 15% of programs in the nation have that accreditation.
Okay.
So we received that back in 1998, and we have maintained that up to this point.
Oh, yeah.
And the 4-star, Keystone Stars is a Pennsylvania quality assurance program.
Yes.
So we've been involved with Keystone Stars since the beginning and maintained that level as well.
Awesome.
The teachers, I used to be a teacher there in the program from back in the 90s, and there are still some teachers there that were there when I was there as well. Coming back as the director is just refreshing, and still refreshing to see them. They're mastered. We have half of our teachers are mastered level. They're all degreed at some level in childhood education. So this is what they want to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're not coming, you know, this is just a job. They put their they're all into it. They're very creative from year to year.
Yeah.
And it's the best place to be teaching in early childhood.
Oh, awesome. How long have you been a director?
I've been a director for about 13, 14
years.
Yeah.
That's
but I've been
good,
back
though.
To Kaleidoscope since 2008.
2008. Okay. So she knows what she's doing. Okay. So would you say you need more teachers or volunteers, or?
You know, we always can utilize substitutes.
Oh,
you know,
awesome.
If you know, people inquire about employment, and you know, if I don't have any openings, which we, you know, kind of rarely do.
Okay.
You know, I utilize, you know, substitutes as well. I mean, some of our teachers have been there a long time, like I said, so they have a lot of time. And, you know, and they use it sometimes, and we utilize our substitutes for that. And we also have volunteers.
Okay.
We have a lot of parents who like to volunteer in the program. And we're also involved with research with Westchester.
Okay.
And we have students that are there, and they help out, and they assist as well. It's a great community.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so give them the website one more time.
www.smsmusic.org.
Awesome. So if you have a child and you would like them to be in Kaleidoscope, please hit up the website, learn more about it. Of course, it does go through the school year, September to June, from 8:30 a.m. to 2:45. Starting in September, they will have after school programming. That is awesome. So is there anything else, you know, that you feel is essential that we should know about Kaleidoscope that you would like for people to know?
Yeah, I just like early childhood practitioners to really research the arts and, you know, find ways to incorporate that into the classroom. We also have TTIA at Kaleidoscope, which is Teacher Training Institute for the Arts.
Oh.
And we have our artist teachers that go out and will train early childhood teachers in their space with their materials, because everyone doesn't have a separate studio.
Right. Yeah.
And they'll train them on how they can use their materials and their equipment on how to incorporate the arts into their program.
Yeah.
So we do that as well. If folks want to, they can hit the website and contact me, and we can set that up for their program as well.
Yeah, awesome. So what do you enjoy most about your job?
What I enjoy most about my job is knowing that, you know, from the top to the bottom, we're giving the most that we can for children ages 3 to 5 and even thereafter.
Yeah.
And that they're going into school so prepared for school age and for life.
Yeah.
We're giving them life skills.
Yeah. It just starts with education.
It does.
And it does start at I mean, not that, you know, you can do it later in life. I mean, it's never too late to learn. But I think for a lot of parents, it is very important to try to instill that at that foundation.
Yes.
At that young age.
Because before the age of 5, there's a lot of things that the children learn that they retain at that time.
Right. A lot of, they say that when you start to develop the character of a child that early on.
Their style of learning.
Yeah.
And it's good to know that, because if you can pass that along, that child would have much more success in life and in school if they know their style of learning.
Yeah. Okay. Can you recap also the two locations where Kaleidoscope is?
So Kaleidoscope is located in South Philadelphia on Queen Street, 416 Queen Street, right on the corner of Queen and Christian. And our Germantown Kaleidoscope is located on Germantown Avenue.
Awesome. So when someone is involved, I mean, we are basically in the middle of a school year right now.
Yes.
Can a child come in the middle like that, or is it?
It all depends. You know, I wouldn't want to start a child in May.
Right.
I wouldn't
yeah,
even like want to start a child in April.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we do to build up to this point in the year.
Okay.
So, you know, I would say January, February is the latest that we would enroll a child in the middle of the year. Okay. But it all depends. You know, some of our Head Start funding, we almost have to enroll a child if another child drops out.
Yeah.
But it rarely happens.
Yeah. That would be tough. Okay, so you're funded through the city, correct?
We're funded through the School District of Philadelphia.
Right.
And we also have some private funding.
Okay, so if there was someone listening that just wanted to donate.
If someone's listening and just wanted to donate.
Yeah, you never know. I just like to put it out there.
They can definitely contact, you know, our executive director is Helen Eaton.
Okay.
And they can definitely reach out to her or myself.
Okay.
And we can walk them through that process.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs a lot to run a program. It's like $13,000-$14,000 per child.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And how many children are...
We have 85 at our South Philadelphia location.
Okay.
And we have 30 at Germantown.
Okay. Oh, wow. And I guess it's growing with each year.
Well, we kind of stay at those numbers right now.
Okay. You like to stay. Okay.
The space that we're in.
Yeah.
We may possibly think about expansion, you know, at some point.
Maybe a different location.
Okay. And maybe, you know, I'm expanding it at one site a little more.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I love it. Terrell Davis, Director of Early Child Development, Settlement Music School. They do something called Kaleidoscope. So please visit the website. And yeah, plan for your child if you have a youngin. Plan for your child to be involved in September. Well, not just because I work in radio. A lot of people would assume that I love music, and I do. But I do feel like it's a fun and creative way to have your child learn at an early age. And you never know, not to say they want to be a musician. They might not, you know, but you never know what they have an interest in. Right. And you can catch it that early.
You can definitely catch it that early through music, but definitely through visual art and the creative movement.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, thank you so much for coming in.
No
I appreciate
problem.
It.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, loves, don't go anywhere. Coming up in 6 minutes, I will have Michelle Lewis, who is the CEO of NWCS. They have a great event coming up on April 11th you want to know about, especially if you're somebody who owns property.